What's this you say? Different theme music? Yes, exactly. It's a different show, that's why. It's Zaffman's other show. And on the other show, I'll be examining different aspects of music that come to mind occasionally and putting it all together. Today, we've rolled back the big rock in front of the cave with B on it. And we're going to look at something related to the trip-hop scene in Bristol. Related to is the word. Listen to this first off.
Of you is left.
mind. Which act from the Bristol scene was that? Well, it wasn't. It was Baxter, who were inspired by the Bristol scene, but actually from Sweden. And throughout this show, I'll be introducing to you to them, and because I think they actually made the very best album of the lot. Anyway, the band that's actually really associated with the scene at the time, in 1997, this one, I think, is Portishead. And this is their track, and then I'll play you another Baxter.
Only you who can turn my wooden heart. It's only you. can't see why. You can't be here.
You're listening to Zaftman's other show, and that was Baxter with I Can't See Why, and before that was Portishead, Only You. And we're looking at the Bristol scene, and in fact it was started a long time before that. People like Smith and Mighty took Motown vocals and put it over that jazzy or drum and bass trip-hop type sound. Baxter, arguably a little bit more drum and bass than Portishead, for instance. But the one that made it famous was Massive Attack, when they took Shara Nelson, who left the band after this famous song, and had her do the vocals, and this made a massive, massive hit for Massive Attack. In the Shadows. No, it's not that. Why is it saying that? You know what it is.
Thank you.
thought it was possible to be down here again. I never thought it was possible to be, never thought it was possible to meet this way.
Possible by Baxter, and we're running through that album to show you how good it is compared to the other Bristol scene artists that you heard. Massive Attack, and I just noticed for the first time in my life that the song is not called Unfinished Symphony, it's Unfinished Sympathy. It's weird, isn't it, how that happens. Right now, at the same time as Massive Attack, we're doing that Portishead formed, and 3 years later in 1994 they came out with their big album, first album, Dummy. They only made three albums ever, and this track is called Numb.
Thank you.
Another from this marvellous Baxter album called Baxter, and you can find it very cheaply these days on Maverick Records. Love Again, that was. Now, at the same time, in 1995, there was another band who really sound like the Bristol scene who were nothing to do with it. The improbable pairing of the fantastic Leslie Rankin, who was the singer in Silverfish, a noisy rock band. She went to Seattle and met up with Mark Walk and formed a band called Ruby.
Thank you. why don't you leave my backyard? There's so much I've heard.
Again, that one, So Much I've Heard, and you can clearly hear there the slight difference between them and Portishead. Were not so much scratch and jazz, more drum and bass and electronics. And indeed, Portishead stormed the back 10 years fully later. They made their third album, and from it, this is We Carry On.
Thank you.
an unusual fade out by me, because I usually play whole songs, but need to fit in one last track before the end of this special show, the other show, the very first other show by Zaffman here. And this is about Baxter and the Bristol scene. And I hope by now you're persuaded that this album is worth getting. Baxter and Fading take the show out.
Everything that needs to will be done.
I'll take it back, I always do.
Fading by Baxter. And I forgot to tell you that the track before that was by Deer, the Mexican duo who now live in Hong Kong. So the Bristol sound has travelled all over the world. They're the standard bearers today, anyway, Deer. And I'll play those in full on the In Memory of John Peel show. You can get details on that show and this show, Zapman's other show, at inmemoryofjohnpeel.com. Thanks for listening. Do go to my Patreon site, please, Patreon, and see if you could consider dropping a dollar for the value of the show. It takes a lot of time and money. This one took days to put together. I thought it would be easy. All right. Anyway, I hope you've enjoyed it. Let me know what you think.